Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a most wonderful weekend. Many, many people came. There was not sufficient room in the auditorium. Some had to be downstairs listening and watching. We are very grateful to Almighty God for the possibility that we now have to beam out the message of the hour to the ends of the earth in 10 main languages. Everybody, wherever they might live on any continent, can join us by internet and listening and having part in this ministry, which we believe is the last call to all who are part of the bright church of Jesus Christ. We believe in this place that William Branham was a man sent from God with a message of God to the people of God. We believe that he was the promised prophet who should come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord would be. We believe our Lord confirmed his coming in Matthew 17:11 and Mark 9:12. Since I knew Brother Branham personally for 10 years, had part in his meetings in Germany and in the United States, knowing him, knowing his call and his ministry, but it would not be enough to claim a call from God to the ministry, just knowing a prophet or referring to what he said. And there is a great difference between Brother Frank and many of the brothers, be it on the North American continent or in other parts of the earth. If you cannot say that the Lord has given you a commission, a direct ministry in connection with the plan of salvation, then of course you can refer to the Apostle Paul, to Peter, to John. You can refer to anyone mentioned in the Bible, and you can also refer to Brother Branham. You can even say, the prophet told me this, the prophet told me that. That might be true, but that is not sufficient for a ministry that is connected to the plan of salvation. So, beloved friends, I have to say the truth. Since Brother Branham was taken to be with the Lord, I had the privilege, according to the direct commission of the Lord, by the foreknowledge and predestination of the Almighty, to take the message of the hour from country to country, from continent to continent, right since 1966. And then, of course, translating Brother Branham's sermons into the German language. I know them in and out. I know every sermon he preached, because when you translate, you cannot skip a single sentence. And before you can put things into your own language, you have to profoundly understand what is being conveyed in the other language from which you are translating. So I, Brother Frank, claim to have understood every statement, every teaching, everything pertaining to the ministry of Brother Branham. Then, of course, knowing that he had, the Thus Says the Lord, 1,615 times. Please imagine, the Thus Says the Lord came to the lips of William Branham 1,615 times. Such a ministry has never been on the face of the earth. It can only be compared with the ministry of our Lord, a Son of Man, as prophet, when he walked on this earth. And everybody knows that Brother Branham, in the healing services, referred to John chapter 1, "Before Philip called you, I've seen you under the tree." And when Simon came, he said, "Your name is Simon, your father's name is Jonas," telling the woman at the well. And on every occasion, the ministry of a prophet, the ministry of the Son of Man, was manifested during the earthly days of our Lord. And then the angel explained to Brother Branham that the same ministry would repeat now as the sign for the Gentile church. Beloved, I accept the ministry God gave to us 100%. What worries me are the many interpretations, misunderstandings, taking statements out of context. And many brothers make their own message, putting the Bible aside and just going from statement to statement. They chose to build their own teachings. Beloved, this hurts me. To my understanding, every sermon William Branham preached came from the Bible, and every sermon he preached took us back to the Bible. Now, coming to the two scriptures, Isaiah chapter 40, the word of God remains forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, 22, 23, "And this is the word that we preach unto you, the word that remains forever." There cannot be a single new teaching, a single adding to what the scripture has already said. Only the revelation of all the hidden mysteries in the plan of God from Genesis to Revelation. I repeat, by the grace of God, I did not misunderstand or misinterpret up to this day a single scripture. And by the grace of God, I did not misunderstand or misinterpret a single statement of Brother Branham. This, of course, is the grace of Almighty God. And friends, altogether, I'm looking back to over 50 years, when Brother Branham in Dallas, Texas, USA, in June 1958, said, Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message. Friends, I have a responsibility before God to share with you the entire plan of God with all the promises, and my ministry is directly connected to Brother Branham's ministry. And friends, because his ministry was connected to all that is written in the Old and to all that is written in the New Testament, bringing things into a common denominator, sharing with us the whole plan of salvation. Beloved, this is ordained of Almighty God for all the children of God to come out from all confusion, but don't enter new confusion, but be part of the Word of God and be sanctified in the Word and in the will of God. Friends, may God bless you wherever you are on earth, especially you ministering brethren. Let us come into the unity of the faith and only say what the Scripture says and teach what the Scripture teaches. And then God will be with us and He will complete His work unto the day of the return of Christ. God bless you and be with you. Amen.